Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, the music's not working tonight.
Hey, you know, just a little delayed reaction, fans.
I blame it on the office staff in the office with me today.
Yeah.
Because you know who's in the studio with me today.
Oh yeah.
We got Randy the Wonder Dog and Nick the Wonder Dog. They're in the studio with me today. So if you hear growling and barking in the background. Well, there you go.
It'll be them.
It'll be them. And, of course, we have the always wonderful Granny Hulkster on the line. It is the Greg Taylor Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode
of the Greg Taylor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Granny Hulkster, we're starting to get a little bit back to normal because guess what we had today?
What did we have today?
NASCAR.
NASCAR, yes. I saw a post of it on Facebook.
Yeah, and the way they're doing it is they got four races in the next 2 weeks going on.
Wow.
That kind of help save money and all the social distancing crap that we still have to follow. They're going by that. So what's going to happen is today they ran Darlington. Wednesday night they're going to run Darlington, which is one of the toughest tracks, kind of shaped like an egg. And then next Sunday they go to Charlotte. And then Wednesday night, a week from Wednesday night, they run Charlotte again. So they're trying to make up some of the races that they've lost because of the big corona. And but it was actually enjoyable getting to see real racing today. And Kevin Harvick won the race, and he said it was just kind of a weird experience because you get out of the car and there's no fans. Kind of like a Luke Bryant concert, you know, there's no fans. Sorry. That was a Blake Shelton slam right there, because before the race, Blake Shelton and Luke Bryant are really good friends, and they're always ribbing each other. Blake Shelton tweeted or sent a tweet or on Twitter or Facebook, something he said, it feels great to actually have NASCAR back running. Even though there's no fans in the stands, it's kind of like a Luke Bryant concert. So, hey. So I don't know how Luke Bryant took that, but, you know, I'm sure
Luke Bryant will get his comeback with Blake at some point in time.
Oh yeah, they always do. But we got a lot of stuff we're getting ready for.
We've got a lot to talk about tonight, Greg. I am so excited. I mean, you know,
tell you what we did. We're going long tonight. We're going 90 minutes tonight because I want to make sure we get in everything.
That's right.
In case anybody has not heard, have been under a rock or anything, June 13th is the date. that yes. Arkansas Championship Wrestling officially gets back up and running. And get this, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to talk about it all night. We got it in the new commercial. We got a new commercial for the show. Not only are we going to have one former WWE superstar, we're going to have two former WWE superstars, James Ellsworth and Eugene, are both going to be at Arkansas Championship Wrestling on June 13th. And
we're going to be doing the meet and greet from 4 to 6.
And bell time is
at 7 p.m.
And we really need to get the fans in here because television taping, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Arkansas Championship Wrestling has signed a television deal. So, matter of fact, one of the matches on the show is going to be to crown the first ever Arkansas Championship Wrestling television champion.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's going to be exciting.
And from what I'm understanding, Greg, the first four rows of seats, ticket prices will be $30, and that entitles you to get an autographed picture of Eugene and James Ellsworth and your ticket for the show that night. And then general admission is going to be $25 for the meet and greet picture and everything like that. But the first four rows are going to be considered VIP. Those ticket prices are going to be $30. And if you want tickets, Scott Farber is the ticket person you need to contact, and we can give that phone number out. I know it's on the flyer that we're posting on Facebook.
I got the phone number right here.
Seats are going to be limited, fans.
That's right, because we still got some protocol that we have to follow.
That we have to follow according to the CDC.
Yeah.
For people in the state of Arkansas.
People who are interested in tickets, the phone number is 479-435-4248. And that's Scott Farber. He's our ticket master. See how I worded that? No. So anyway, you can call him and get your tickets. 479-435-4248. So we got some guests that are scheduled to be on the show tonight, Granny Hulkster.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. We love guests.
Coming up at 8:15, we got Kirk Cousins. I was thinking about the quarterback. Kirk Castle is going to be calling in. He is the FCW heavyweight champion. He's going to be appearing on the show. He's going to be calling in and talking to us about the event. I got the flyer pulled up right here and kind of give you a rundown. I cut the commercial early in the week, and I did not have a chance to update it since I got the new flyer. So there's some stuff that's not going to be mentioned in the commercial, but we're going to mention it tonight, and we're going to mention it right now. We got a six-man tag match featuring and guests coming up at 8:30, the Texas Outlaws. They're going to be calling in, Cody and Bobby Burns. They're going to be calling into the show around 8:30. They are teaming up with Mexican superstar El Rey, or Latino superstar, I should say. Let's get it right. Latino superstar El Rey. They are going to be taking on ACW Tag Team Champions, Trash and Bash Connection, Murillo, and Elijah Sparks. And everybody who knows the feud between the Outlaws and Trash and Bash, and they're going to be teaming up with James Ellsworth in this six-man tag match against the Texas Outlaws and El Rey. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun match right there. ACW Heavyweight Championship is going to be on the line as Dirty Jake Dearden makes his return to ACW to defend that heavyweight championship against former champ Brandon Groom. Always believe. And I know a lot of people have been waiting for that match to happen after the last few rounds between those two. The arena looked like a war zone when those two got done. So they're going to be back at it. ACW presents Proving Grounds. North American Championship match. Spike Lopez. He's going to be defending that belt against former WWE superstar Eugene. So, yes. I'm kind of anxious. I hope Spike calls in so we can get his reaction to that matchup.
Well, you know, we just might have to try to schedule him for next week or something. If we can't get him in tonight, we may have to try to schedule him for next week.
Right. So we got that. And then, of course, the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Television Champion, inaugural champion, and I need to put my glasses on so I can read this because, you know, we are getting advanced stage. Dusty Gold will be taking on Demon Fresca.
That's going to be an interesting match.
I've seen Dusty Gold. He's a great competitor. I enjoy watching him wrestle. To be quite honest, I've never seen Demon Fresca. So
I don't think I have either.
On our last show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about that, how ACW is branching out. We got people going all over the place, checking out new competitors to bring in to ACW. And here's a perfect example. We got those. So we're scheduled for 9 matches on this show. So we got those 4, and we got 5 more matches. But we got Wesley Crane coming in, Mr. Wobble.
Oh, wow.
And as I mentioned, SCW champion Kirk Castle. He's going to be in. And Granny, the paperwork has been signed. It is official. Samedi is going to be on the show June 13th, Arkansas.
Oh, my. The guy that has been calling in, Gregory.
The guy that has been freaking out my oatmeal, we got him signed.
Oh, wow.
Also, so we got Henrun Gun going to be on the card. Bishop is going to be on the card. Graham Bell is going to be on the show. Mighty Micah Campbell is going to be on the show. Spider.
Wow.
And Malachi.
What a night. Oh, what a – I just can't wait. I mean, this is going to be amazing. What an exciting way to bring back Arkansas Championship Wrestling for the fans. And as president of the fan club, oh, my gosh, you know. Now, you know, fans, I cannot take credit really for anything of this. I am just president of the fan club. But Granny is always willing to step up and help get the best talent that we can get at Arkansas Championship Wrestling for the fans. I mean, I
That's
will
right.
do whatever it takes to get us the excellent talent that the fans deserve to see. And this sounds like such an amazing night because, you know, Greg, and I'm sure that Cody and Bobby is still not very happy about the letter that Granny addressed to them in the first show when we were in Greenland, you know, in February, you know, before we had to shut down. I'm sure that they're still not very happy about that.
Oh, I could pretty much guarantee it. They were not happy campers about that show, but unfortunately, luck ruled in their favor because the penalties and suspensions that were handed down. Well, they're kind of there, you know. So what's done is done on that. So it's back. It's back to full.
It's back to normal.
So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit a commercial real break, real quick. We got Kirk Castle. He's getting ready to call in, and we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more right here on the Greg Taylor Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Arkansas Championship Wrestling is back in action June 13th at the Greenland Community Center in Greenland, Arkansas. Scheduled to appear, former WWE superstar James Ellsworth as he teams up with ACW Tag Team Champions Elijah Sparks and Morello to take on the Texas Outlaws, Cody and Bobby Burns, and their partner, El Rey. Also scheduled to appear, former WWE superstar Eugene, as he is scheduled to challenge Spike Lopez for the ACW North American Championship. Also scheduled to appear on the card, Brandon Groom, Kirk Castle, and Run Gun, and more. A meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene starts at 4 p.m. Doors open at 6. Matches start at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call 479-435-4248. And as always, be there.
Heard it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard the commercial. Arkansas Championship Wrestling presents Proving Grounds. Let's give a big round of applause. I know the board of directors have been working their butts off, and the owners of Arkansas Championship Wrestling, they have just been out there. They have been working with the state of Arkansas, the CDC, everybody responsible for getting this going. And June 13th, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in action. And speaking of which, we got SCW Heavyweight Champion Kirk Castle on the line with us. Mr. Kirk, how are you, young man?
Pretty good, sir. How are y'all doing?
Oh,
good. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, how's it going, Granny?
Glad to have you on our show tonight, sir.
Happy to be on here, as always.
Well, as you can tell, Kirk, me and Granny Hulkster, we are just beyond excited about getting back to doing what we love to do. June 13th, Arkansas Championship Wrestling presents Proving Ground at the Greenland Community Center, and you're going to be on the card. And how have you been handling this Corona pandemic, whatever people want to call it? How have you been handling this?
Well, honestly, brother, it's one of those things where this time can either be a time where you focus on yourself and you work on yourself, or it can be a time where you let yourself get away. And honestly, I've been working on myself. I've been in the gym. I've been working out at the house, redid the eating plan, all of that stuff. So I've got big plans coming up, and definitely haven't let myself slide, and I'm hoping that I'm trusting that the other wrestlers have done the same, and I'm sure they have. You know, as you guys know me, I like being physical. I like being an athlete, and to do that, you know, nutrition and exercise, that's part of it. And I think this is one of those times where, you know, if you're in, you should be all in, you know, and you know, it definitely counts more during this time.
That's right. I know exactly what you mean. I've kind of packed on a couple of pounds since this has been going on, but, you know, cause I've been out of work just like everybody else for the most part. And so, just managing day by day. Now, SCW Heavyweight Championship, you are the current champion. Zach, give us some more information about that title, because a lot of people have been asking us, me and Granny Holzer, and we've just kind of been saying, we don't know. So, there's some more information on that for us.
Well, you know, honestly, the reason that belt means so much to me is because at SCW, we have one belt. We have one out of the whole promotion, and it's that one. So a lot of companies will have three or four belts, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, the fewer the trophies, the more valuable they are. And so for me to have won that, that is one of my most prized moments. And one of the moments that I really feel like in my career is, you know, it's been defining. That's my first belt. And so that, to me, that's what makes that belt so, I guess, precious to hold, is because, you know, there's only one. There is no other belt. So to hold that, it means a lot to me. And so I know I've got people coming for me, and that's why I'm, you know, busting it every day in the gym and you know, training to do what I can to defend it. So, yeah.
Now, who are you going to be defending the belt? Are you going to be defending the belt? We know you're scheduled to be on the card. Have they talked about defending the belt and against possibly who?
Well, as far as from what I've been told, I'm going to be going up against a guy named, if I can remember correctly, Logan Campbell. Someone with the last name of Campbell, I believe. Honestly, I think I'm going to take this guy, and I'm going to get the win. And to all the fans out there, I just want to tell you, my belt will be on the line, and you can bet I'm going to be walking out the champion that I walked in. Because nobody's taking that belt from me, especially when it's on the line at Arkansas Championship Wrestling, because that's one of the things I love about ACW is when you get out there, the fans, you know, they're there for you. They want to see you succeed, and for them to be, you know, behind me like that, that gives me that much more willpower and discipline to defend that title.
Right, and
well,
you know,
said.
We have a lot of great competitors here at ACW. You know, you got North American champ Spike Lopez. You have guys like Mighty Micah, Henry and Gunn, Graham. You know, we just have so many wrestlers, and I've mentioned that to Granny Holster on several of our shows, that's one of the things I enjoy about ACW is it's not the same guys all the time. You know, they're always bringing in some fresh faces, and you're a perfect example
Absolutely.
Of that because you know, you weren't on the first couple of shows, but now that you've been showing up, I've been impressed with watching you work, and I know the fans have, and so I mean, just more power to ACW for keeping that initiative.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I love about ACW too, is, you know, you go to a lot of these promotions and it's the same people over and over and over again. Well, guess what? I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? I don't want to see, you know, whoever wrestler X or whoever it might be, you know, generic wrestler walk out there and get his ass beat day after day after day after day, because at the end of the day, Arkansas Championship Wrestling is where it's at. They're bringing in new faces, and let me just tell you right now, I've been to promotions all over Arkansas and some in Texas, and I know that's not a lot, but you got to keep in mind I'm fairly new to the business, and for me, I'm just now branching out. So the places that I've been, ACW stands out because along with my South Central Wrestling, where I hold the belt, because those two companies stand out to me because nobody's bad. Nobody gets in there and is like, you know, it's just a competitive match. It's like having, you know, your top two teams in the NBA playing each other every match because everyone's that good. Everyone is on the next level. So when you come to promotion like that, to me, that's what I love about it too, Greg. It's just one of those things where I'm like, man, you know, I really feel like this is the all-star team. You know what I mean? This is the place that people are at because, you know, they want to see some all-star matches, and that's what they're getting every time. So.
Oh, exactly. Me and Granny Hulkster, we were talking at the top of the show. We were kind of running down this card for June 13th, and you know, Dirty Jake Dearden is going to be defending his title in his rematch against Brandon Groom. And I know when those two guys get together, it looks like a war zone has gone off in that arena.
Oh, yeah.
Because they go,
they
go all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I think it was my first event I did for ACW. Those two guys were in the main event. And I remember sitting there watching that just going, dadgum, these guys are nuts. You know, these guys are beating the living hell out of each other. And to me, you know, that's what I'm there for. I want to see a war. I want to see a match of a grudge match. And I want to see some action. And those guys, you know, like I said, you know, just a couple seconds ago, you're not just going to walk into any promotion and go, all right, these two guys had a match and it was that good. Those two guys are, you know, along with a lot of other people on the ACW roster, those two guys are not your everyday wrestler. Those two guys are in the gym. They're eating right. They're training in the ring. They're putting in the work. And when those two guys get in the ring, it's obvious. They're professional athletes. There's no way around it. So.
Yeah. Well, Kirk, hey man, we got more people calling in. So, anybody.
Well, Kirk,
I gotta
say this really quick, Greg. You know,
okay,
as president of the fan club, you know Granny's going to be leading the way for all the fans June 13th, my friend. So
absolutely.
I tell you, it's been way too long that Granny has been in a wrestling show. And I think I'm going to save this for the next callers because you know who they are. Who they are. And
if I can, real quick, I want to say this. This upcoming event, and I know you guys have covered this, but I just want to reiterate this because it means a lot to me, honestly. You know, you've got big names like Eugene and Ellsworth coming in, and you've got, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it's benefiting the police department and the kids in Washington County that might not have a Christmas. Am I right about that?
Yeah,
yes.
It's the Shop with the Cop program.
And so Shop with the Cop, I think, yeah, is what it's called. Quick story, and then I'll get off here and let you guys continue with the podcast. But you know, I've been through some hard times in my life, and honestly, I remember a couple Christmases. You know, my parents just said we can't give you anything. You know, we can give you, you know, very little. And to me, I remember just being crushed because, you know, that hadn't always been that way. And I remember being crushed, and I remember what it was like to get something that get. And so. For me, this really hits home, and for a child to think he's not going to have a Christmas, and then for ACW to be able to partner with a Shop with a Cop and the police department and help the kids out in Washington County is just awesome to me, and it's another reason, you know, why I'm super proud to be involved with Arkansas Championship Wrestling. So I appreciate you guys.
Well, it was great to have you on, my friend, and you are welcome to call in anytime you'd like. We would love to have you on again. And I want to kind of second what he said there, Greg, because, you know, when I first moved to Arkansas and I first moved to Springdale, where I currently live now, and, you know, I was a single mom for 23 and a half years. You know, my son was, you know, bipolar disorder at 11 years old. I mean, you know, I can't say enough good things about the Chop with a Cop program, because they helped my son a couple of years as well, you know, with Christmas. So, you know, I can certainly understand how important that this is. And on the fans' side, I can just say that I am proud to be a part of Arkansas Championship Wrestling as well, even though I'm not a wrestler fan. You know, even though I've been threatened, been thrown in the ring a few times, you know, I will do whatever it takes to make this organization work. And I know the owners know this. I know the board of directors know this. They can ask Grammy to do anything within reason. They will, and, you know, if it's within reason, I will do it. I mean, you know, you never know, fans. You never know what Granny might end up doing at an Arkansas Championship Wrestling event. You never know.
I was going to say something, but then I'm like, no, nah, I'm just going to let it
slide.
Oh,
come on, Greg. Come on. Don't leave us in suspense.
Don't leave us in suspense. Granny, he don't want you to go wrestler on him and smack him.
I wouldn't smack him. I wouldn't smack him.
Well,
I don't even want to be a wrestler.
I will
escort somebody to the ring. You know, I will be in their corner, whatever needs to be done, you know.
You will read letters.
I will read letters, yes. I'm very good at reading letters. I will even be the guest announcer for a match or something. You know, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
All right. Well, hey, Kirk, like Randy Holster said, we're glad you came on the show tonight. You call back anytime. Let us know what's going on with you, and of course, everything you go do with ACW. It's just a pleasure having you, man.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. I'll see y'all at June 13th, I believe, right? 7 o'clock,
yep.
Greenlink Speed Center, right?
Yep. We are back there.
See you there, my friend.
All righty. Y'all take it easy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. That was Kirk Castle right here on the Greg Taylor Show. Hey, Granny.
Yes.
Guess who we got on the phone?
I can only imagine.
I think it's your boyfriend.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring this person on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's your boyfriend, Granny Holster.
Oh, my.
You remember this voice?
It sounds familiar.
Close my eyes. Beautiful bald head. Cody Burns. Miss me?
Well, I didn't know you were my boyfriend, but you know, so.
Well, no, wow.
Those weren't my words.
Those
were
his words.
Did Bobby Burns call him?
Oh, yes, I know.
Bobby, are
did
you
my
there?
Daddy call him?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, we sure do.
By golly, if Granny could ever keep her lips together.
Well,
I swear, that lady talks more than anybody I ever saw in my whole life.
Hey, I don't do a lot of talking, boys. You just remember.
Hey. I was told to call at this time, and I have to wait 10 daggum minutes so you can quit flapping your lips.
Excuse me, we were doing another interview, Crybaby Bobby. Just remember that.
Oh, bite me, Granny, good gosh. Don't you know when enough is enough? Put your lips together and breathe through your nose.
Well, you just wait for June 13th, boys, because I tell you, Granny is going to be ready for June 13th, let me tell you.
Hey, she's even.
Well, I bet she is. She probably won't take a shower for 2 weeks.
No, I take a shower every single day, my friend. But I am going to be ready to come out swinging.
Hey, I can smell you through the
phone
right now.
You bad guys. The heels better beware June 13th. That's all I can say. You and Cody and Mr. L. Ray there, y'all better you better watch yourselves because you all are going down.
What? Against who?
Who's our opponent?
Against who? Against who, you ask?
Yeah. Who's our opponent?
I know who you're going to be
facing.
Those
two little weenie guys and some washed-up WWE wannabe guy.
You're going to be facing the team champions for one thing, who Trash and Bash, who took your belt, Elijah Sparks.
The people that stole our,
and Morello.
That stole our belt. The people
they
that stole our
them.
Belt.
They didn't steal
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the cheating little you-know-what who hit me in the back of the head with the chair, busted me wide open. Hey, I lost so much blood right then, I was about ready to pass out.
Daddy, don't worry. I took care of
you. And now they got James Ellsworth, like I said, former WWE superstar in their corner.
Former WWE wannabe.
And you all have El Rey going to be teaming up with you guys.
Well, at least he's from Texas.
And where you at, Granny Holster? Come on.
I'm here.
Hey, don't get her in here.
I was just going to let you handle this interview for a few minutes. I want to sit and listen to what these boys have to say.
Men.
Boys.
I don't think she can sit there and keep her lips together for 10 minutes. That's impossible.
Hold on.
Not blowhard
and
Ulster. Uh-uh.
All right. Who's going to interview us? Are we going to talk to someone?
Well, anyway, Bobby. Because
I'm about to hang
Cody,
up the phone. Yes, sir.
I'm right, Bobby. So how have you guys been handling?
I can't hear you very well.
How have you guys been handling the pandemic and everything?
Can you ask a better question? How do you think we've been handling it?
Working your farm.
Come up with something else. Come up with a better question.
I agree. That question sucks.
All right. Well, how do you guys feel about being back in the ring with the two gentlemen that took your tag title belts, Elijah Sparks and Morello?
All right. That's a better question.
I know y'all have something to say about that.
Why don't you answer him first?
Go ahead, son.
I've been pacing around for 2 months waiting to get back in the ring to get my belts back. Because those little two, not even going to say what they are, but they have our belts. And we're going to take them back.
And
Bobby?
Bobby said Bobby got whacked and he was kind of bleeding pretty good there.
Yeah, I did. I most certainly did. And did you see, I picked that one SOB up, and I curled him 5 or 6 times before I threw him over my head. I literally throwed him over my head. That guy is so small, so light, and so weak, he is absolutely no problem whatsoever. I mean, it's like wrestling Granny Hulkster. He just has nothing nowhere.
But they beat us. But somehow they beat us.
Yeah, somehow they beat you.
Yeah, with paying the ref off and hitting me over the head with a chair.
Oh, they paid the ref. That's what it was. They paid the ref off. I knew Arkansas.
Well, that ref wasn't too happy either.
Well,
Well, the gentleman that made the official count was kind of happy.
Yep.
But we won't talk about it.
Was that you, Greg, you moron?
Hey, the referee was out. Somebody had to make the count.
And don't forget, he was acting commissioner, so he had that right to do that.
Has it been 10 minutes left? Did I just win my bet?
It's been 10 minutes.
Thank you very much,
Granny, boys.
Granny cannot keep her lips together for 10 minutes and breathe through her nose.
I did keep my lips together for 10 minutes and didn't say a word. All I was going to say to you boys were, you're going to have at least one fan there cheering you on June 13th, and it's not going to be me.
Wait a minute.
It's going to be my son,
well,
Anthony.
Thank goodness, someone in your family has brains and looks and knows what's going on, because the rest of your family is just totally, I can't say that.
Granny, everyone that sees us becomes an instant fan of the Texas Outlaws because they see greatness, they see good looks, and they just become instant fans. That's why we're so popular there.
Right.
We'll see how many fans you have there, you know. We'll see how many fans you have there June 13th, so.
Everybody in the whole building will be fans of us.
Sure they will. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, they're going to be taping this here live, too. So we'll even have proof of all the fans we got.
Sure.
Well,
go ahead and...
We don't want you to feel left out, so there's going to be some people that's going to have to like you, you know, so.
There we go. Cody and Bobby Burns, they're going to be teaming up with El Rey as they take on the Trash and Bash Connection and former WWE superstar James Ellsworth. ACW presents Proving Grounds June 13th, and we have to bring them Texas boys back up here to Arkansas.
I think you should say superstars Cody Burns and Bobby Burns versus those other guys. Why
yeah,
call him a superstar?
That sounds right to me.
Well,
that sounds
right
to me.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys calling in. Hope to hear from you again in the future. Look forward to seeing you June 13th.
Well, wait a minute. Ain't we getting paid for this? Ain't we getting paid for calling in and talking all this to all you morons?
You got to take that up with the board of directors. I'm just the host.
Well, I want to know. No, wait a minute. I thought we was getting paid. That's why we did this, because we thought we was going to make some money.
Like I say, you got to take that up with the host or with the board of directors, because I'm just the host.
Are you telling us you just wasted our time for nothing?
Pretty much.
Absolutely. I think that's what he's saying. You know, we just called up so we can talk to nobody but Granny freaking Hawkster. Goodness gracious. And
you should be appreciative
of the fact that you were able
to call in to be on this show.
I mean, we're talking to someone that can't keep her lips together for 2 minutes, much less than 10.
Hey, I haven't said that much to you boys since you've been on here.
Hey, Bobby. Dad, we'll get our pay June 13th when we go down there and whoop some ass.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, because, you know, that board of so-called directors, they're all from Arkansas. You know, they don't like us anyway. We don't care.
Should we even go?
I don't know. I think we should, because that little guy that split my head open, I think I'm going to put a hurting on him. That Ajax won't take off.
Well, all right, gentlemen. Well, once again, we appreciate you guys calling in. And we'll just see what happens come June 13th.
Yes, we
all
will.
All right. Well, you send our paycheck for this to my Inola.
I had to cut him off. He was getting on my nerves.
Very much.
Ooh,
so.
They were fired up there, Granny Hulkster.
They were.
Yeah. Because trust me, I'm not done with them.
I know.
I mean, because if I remember correct, somebody got a little physically abusive with the acting commissioner, yours truly.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
I'm not done. Whether it has to be Cody and Bobby or just Bobby, I'm kind of notorious for getting my retribution. So, anywho, yeah, they just kind of got fired up when they heard.
And like I said earlier, fans, you never know what the owners and the board of directors of Arkansas Championship Wrestling is going to ask Granny to do.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait until they give me my next assignment or, my next job or whatever it is that I'm supposed to do, at some point in time. I mean, what a better night, since this is going to be a TV taping. I mean, I might be in for a surprise, I mean, they might totally contact me and say, Granny, we need you to do this. And, hey, I'm all for it, to make it a great show for all the fans of Arkansas Championship Wrestling. I mean, that's what a good president does. They bring the fans what they want to see.
Well, let's throw the phone number, but we're getting ready to run the commercial for the show. But let's throw the phone number real quick, 563-999-3746. If there's anybody out there that wants to call into the show, the phone lines are open. So me and Granny Hulkster, we're going to step away for a commercial concerning the show, and we'll be back in about one and a half minutes.
Arkansas Championship Wrestling is back in action June 13th at the Greenland Community Center in Greenland, Arkansas. Scheduled to appear, former WWE superstar James Ellsworth, as he teams up with ACW Tag Team Champions Elijah Sparks and Morello to take on the Texas Outlaws Cody and Bobby Burns and their partner El Rey. Also scheduled to appear, former WWE superstar Eugene, as he is scheduled to challenge Spike Lopez for the ACW North American Championship. Also scheduled to appear on the card, Brandon Groom, Kirk Castle, and Run Gun, and more. A meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene starts at 4 p.m. Doors open at 6. Matches start at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call 479-435-4248. And as always, be there.
All right. Yeah, that's going to be a wild night, ladies and gentlemen. So I expect if you want to get into the house, I mean, come early. Come at 4 o'clock. Get your tickets for the meet and greet. Meet Ellsworth. Meet Eugene. You'll have your priority seating because you'll already be in the building when they open the gate for the show. And then let's just get ready to have a whole lot of fun June 13th. I was kind of hoping that the owner of ACW, Dwayne Huckabee, would call in so we could kind of pick his brain, get some more ideas on what's going on. But apparently he didn't get the message. I sent him a message. 563-999-3746 is the phone number. So,
Greg, we just might have to work on getting Elijah Sparks and Morello to call in possibly next week too, to kind of you know, it sounds like, you know, they're kind of, you know, the Texas Outlaws are issuing a challenge, you know, and I mean, I know that the match is already scheduled, but it sounds like they're out to get it a little even with Trash and Bash. So
right,
maybe Trash and Bash needs to call in next week and kind of express their feelings about what they think about this match.
Because, you know, and they do, and they got legitimate grounds. You know, I may not agree with everything the Texas Outlaws say, especially Bobby. I may not agree with everything. I may not like them, but, you know, I have some respect for them. But and saying that, you know, they still have a rematch clause for the tag team titles. Yeah, they still have that rematch clause, and so I'm sure they're going to hit on that and possibly pursue that ground. But the 6-man tag match is already signed, so that won't be happening June 13th. Or that will be happening. It's just as far as rematch for the tag titles, that will probably have to be for the next show. We'll just, you know, we'll just have to see what the Texas Outlaws, when they approach the board of directors about their rematch clause. So that story is not done. This
no, it's not. It's not. And I really don't think that they – I really don't think that Bobby and Cody liked me calling them boys. I don't think they liked that at all.
No.
I think that they
were
kind of a little offended by that, you know, but
no offense there, boy,
you know, boys, but, you know, just granny, you know, I've got to do what I've got to do, you know, and that's what Granny does best is to give you guys grief.
Yeah, that's all.
And I'm ready to give you, and I am ready to give all three of you grief June 13th. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was kind of hoping to get Elray on the show because, you know, he's kind of the odd duck out on this because, you know, Bobby and Coney, they turned on their partner, the Mercenary.
Yes, they did.
To the point that he had to have double foot surgery.
And so, knowing Mercenary like I do, because he informed me of this the night that that happened, he's coming back, Texas Outlaws. And when he comes back, he is going to have a big surprise for you guys. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, Elray,
I mean,
all I'm going to say is you better watch your back because Bobby and Cody turned on Mercenary. I would hope that they would not do the same to you, sir. So I'm just giving you fair warning. Watch your back.
Kevlar, that's all I can say.
You know, so...
Go buy some Kevlar, go buy some chainmail, go buy something.
We're going to rock the house June 13th. We're going to rock the Greenland Community Center June 13th with Arkansas Championship Wrestling fans.
It's going to be a blast. I can't wait either. I mean, with the TV taping aspect, so that's going to be even more excitement added to it. You got the meet and greet going on. Not just one, but two former WWE superstars on the same show. I mean, you got James Ellsworth. You know, he was Carmella's little lapdog there for a while. And, I mean, I can't think of a better way to put it. Wasn't he the Intercontinental Champ for a while or something? Didn't he
for
hold
a very time? Brief time, very, very short time, but yes. You know, and Greg, I think this is a perfect opportunity, being that this is going to be a TV taping. Fans, make a poster. bring a poster, you know, get those posters made. You got plenty, you got, you know, a couple weeks here, you know, you got a few weeks here, you know, get those posters made, you know, with your favorite wrestler, you know, because I'm sure the more we cheer and the more we holler, the harder these guys are going to work for you all, because it has been so long since we've been able to see a good night of wrestling. And this is not only going to be a good night of wrestling, and I'm going to kind of quote Cody Burns. He's talking about greatness. This is going to be a great night of wrestling, fans. You are not going to want to miss this must-see show. So get your tickets, because there is going to be, you know, limited. I don't know how many people we're going to be allowed to have in the building. We have not been given those numbers yet, but I know they're working on it. The owners are working diligently with the state of Arkansas, the CDC. We want to make sure that we are keeping everybody safe during this time.
Yeah.
We're trying to get back to normal, but in the same aspect, we are wanting to keep you, the fans, and your family safe. So, but, you know, this is going to be an amazing night of wrestling. I can already tell. I mean, by looking at the poster, looking at the lineup, oh my gosh, I can't wait. Granny just might have to make some posters herself, you know, to hand out to people if they want.
You know, I think you need to do up a new T-shirt, Granny Hulkster.
Well, you know, that T-shirt was made by a very good friend of mine. I don't know if I would have time to get a new T-shirt made before June 13th, and I don't even know what I would put on it, because everybody loves this shirt, you know. I mean, I don't know what I would put on it.
I mean,
I'm
dragging out a new shirt that night. I went to Tiger King Joe Exotic's garage sale, and I bought a couple of his old shirts. So I'm going to drag one of them out and wear it to that show. 13th. I want to look good for the fans, you know.
I don't know what I can come up with. I'm going to have to talk to some people and see what, because everybody likes what you're going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you. Everybody loves that. But, oh my goodness. Okay, fans. I'm gonna throw this out here, listeners. I'm gonna throw, and maybe Greg, we can create a poll or something, you know, on Facebook.
Right.
Maybe you can help me create. Give me some fans. I need suggestions. What should Granny have on her new Granny Hulkster shirt? What should it say? I need some suggestions, people. So, Greg, help me with that. You can help me with that. Help me get the idea out there, and maybe we can come up with a good idea that Do share.
Because what's your current T-shirt say on it?
What you gonna do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you?
Okay, well, I got one for you. Granny Hulkster Mania.
Granny Hulkster Mania. Or Granny Mania, you know.
Is that a possibility?
Well, it's a possibility. Well, you know, Greg, since I'm the president of the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Fan Club,
uh-oh.
Let's see. Maybe we can throw something in there for that, you know?
Right. Well, we'll work on it. We're going to let the fans.
Help me decide. We're going to post something on the Arkansas Championship Wrestling fan page, folks. help me decide so we can get a new shirt made for Granny. Because, yeah, you know, I need to, you know, I need to retire my, I mean, you know, my original Granny shirt, it's been around a very, very, very long time. A very long time.
Granny, I can, I know exactly how old that T-shirt is. You were, you were wearing
I was wearing that shirt at Arkansas Pro Wrestling.
You were wearing that T-shirt when I was still wrestling.
Yes.
And that's been
and
that's
I was wearing that and I was wearing that shirt at Arkansas Pro Wrestling too. So, you know, I mean, that shirt's got to be at least 20 plus years old.
That
shirt's not
got
longer. Yes,
that,
it does.
That,
and with all the signatures I have on it, with all the autographs I have on it, it truly does have a history.
That may be one of the inaugural items if Arkansas ACW ever decides to do a Hall of Fame. That may have to be one of the first items. Excuse me.
In the Hall of Fame.
Yes, the ACW Hall of Fame. But there ain't nobody more legendary than Granny Hulkster. Because I have seen you again. God. Tommy Dreamer grabbing your cane one time. Jerry Lawler. I mean, Michael Berry, some of that crew. I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Granny Hulkster's been around, folks. She's not just ACW. She has been around.
I have been around the wrestling world to speak, you know, at least within the United States. You know, not out of the country, but at least within the United States. Granny's been, has had her share of wrestling shows. Oh, Greg, real quick, before we end this show,
well,
I would like
time,
to bring up, and if you can pull it up on your computer, the post that we posted on the Arkansas Championship Wrestling fan page, or I can pull it up on my phone, but we had a very special request from a fan
from
Fort Wayne, Indiana, and his dream, you got it pulled up, fans, is to have as many autographed pictures of wrestlers, referees. That is his dream. That is his one dream, because he is such a huge wrestling fan. Now, from what I understand, this person goes, when wrestling was up and running in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know, as everywhere, they attended wrestling shows. I've already had one response from a wrestling, I sent this out to my wrestling family members. I tagged a bunch of people. I've already had one response saying that he is going to get him an autographed picture sent out this week. The gentleman's name and address is listed on the post. So, wrestler, and this is not just for the fans. This is wrestlers, if you're listening, Let's see what we can do from Arkansas Championship Wrestling. And you don't even have to wrestle for Arkansas Championship Wrestling. You can wrestle for another federation. If you would like to help, make please. If you don't want to mail the picture yourself, get it to me, and I will be glad to mail them out to him. But let's see what we can do to make this fan dream come true.
Well, here's the information right here. The gentleman's gentleman's name is A. J. Fedock. I guess that's how it's pronounced. F. E. D. O. C. K. A. J. Fedock Jr. His address is 1416 Swinney Avenue, S. W. I. N. N. E. Y. Avenue, A. V. E. Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46802. So, I definitely agree with Granny Hulkster. Let's help this guy out. This is one of the lifeblood of wrestling. This is one of those wrestling fans. He goes to every show he can. He gets autographs, memorabilia, you name it. Let's help him out with autographs and stuff. So, yeah, let's definitely help AJ out with that. 563-999-3746 is the phone number. We still got a little bit of time left. Anybody wants to call in real fast, visit with me and Granny Hulkster. Like I say, I'm glad we had Kurt Castle call in. For what it was worth, I'm glad we had the Texas Outlaws call in. Kind of, you know, knowing the history between me and them, I kind of feel uncomfortable talking to them. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I got to do what I
You want to talk about history, Greg? You want to talk about history? Look at the history that Granny Hulkster has with the Texas Outlaws. You want to talk about history with you?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I met Crybaby Bobby Burns in Siloam Springs, Arkansas.
Are you
going to
get him?
And I didn't. I'm not even sure that I actually had my granny shirt yet at this show. But I remember, if I did have my granny shirt, I did not wear it that night for whatever reason. But I might have not had it at that particular show because that was several years ago. But anyways, he comes out with his tag team partner, and it wasn't Cody. It was another gentleman. And here he comes waving his Texas flag. Well, Granny had an Arkansas Razorback shirt on that night.
Uh-oh.
And he flips that Texas flag in my face. And I stand up and I get in his face and I said, "Woo Pig Suey, Arkansas."
Granny Hulkster.
He didn't know what to say. It kind of stunned him for a minute.
I know something I may wear, or if I don't wear it because I really want to wear my Joe Exotic Tiger King T-shirt that I got from the Joe Exotic garage sale after they said, I have a ball cap, and everybody knows my disdain. I have a red ball cap with an upside down Texas Longhorn.
There you go.
Now, like I say, I may not wear it, but I may bring it and have it sitting on my table.
Well, you could just put it on just for that one particular match.
Yeah,
great.
Exactly. keep it back there in my little bag. Yeah, I may do that. Mm-hmm. I may drag that bad boy out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Granny Hulkster. I'm excited. I mean, I've got some new lights for the wrestler entrance.
I can't wait. So, and fans, like I said, get those posters made because being that this is going to be our first TV taping, make this night absolutely fantastic. And we will.
Right.
Because I know the fans of Arkansas Championship Wrestling. I have seen what you can do. And
right.
I tell you, I've seen some of your all's posters at previous shows. So bring those posters.
Go ahead.
So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Well, let's just go down. I got the poster pulled up right here in front of me. So let's just go over it one more time. Once again, June 13th at the Greenland Community Center. Arkansas Championship Wrestling presents Proving Ground. Some of the feature matchups that we're going to see, once again, six-man tag team match. Texas Outlaws will team with Latino superstar El Rey as they take on the Trash and Bash Connection, Elijah Sparks and Marillo. as they team up with former WWE superstar Ellsworth. I mean, the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, coming to Arkansas Championship Wrestling. Don't get any better than that, but wait, there's more. Arkansas Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Dirty Jake Dearden will defend his title against former champ Brandon Groom. That one's going to be off the wall, boys and girls. What do you think, Granny Holster?
Yes, it will. Oh, yes, yes. And if it's anything like their last encounter, fans, we better watch out because that might get dragged all over the building like before. The referee could not keep them in the ring. It just was everywhere. I mean, we had to keep everybody back. I mean, I was even happy to help keep people back, and I'm not even a security guard.
Right.
And I certainly don't want knocked out by Dirty Jake Dearden.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be nuts, boys. North American champion on the line, Spike Lopez, making his way to Arkansas Championship Wrestling. Former WWE superstar Eugene.
Wow.
He's going to challenge Spike Lopez for that North American Championship. And then the ACW inaugural. Now, this is going to be history, boys and girls, because this is the first ACW Television Championship. Crowned as Dusty Gold takes on Demon Fresca. What? I don't have my glasses on. Hold on. Yeah, Demon Fresca. I think that's his name. I can't tell. But
that's what it looks like to me, Fresca.
Yeah, that's going to be a good match because Dusty Gold can bring it. And so this is just going to be awesome. Then, you know, we got other stars. Wesley Crane going to be there. Mr. Wobble. I've been hearing some good things about this Mr. Wobble, so fans definitely want to be there for that one. SCW champion Kirk Castle will be on the card. The man that has been haunting mine and Granny Hulkster's dreams, Sammetti, is going to be there.
I'm not sure I would want to have dreams about him. It would be with Samadhi. It'd be more like a nightmare. But
you're right.
And I don't like having I don't like having nightmares. But he's pretty creepy, people. I mean, I've seen Samadhi in action, and you never know what he's going to do. You never know when he's going to appear or where he's going to come out from.
I looked this guy up. I've been doing my research on this guy because, you know, he kind of called me out personally, in my opinion.
He did.
And so, naturally, you call me out. I'm gonna do my homework. If you got Facebook, go look this guy up. He is going to freak you out. And he's going to be at Arkansas Championship Wrestling on June 13th. We also got Hand Run Gun, Bishop, Graham Bell, and that big bazooka of his. Mighty Micah is going to be there. Spider, Malachi, and a whole lot more. And this is going to be
all I can say is, Greg, we better fasten our seatbelts. Because this is going to be one heck of a roller coaster ride before it's all said and done and over with.
And so on top of all the wrestling action, we got the meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene. First four rows are $30. That include the ticket to the show plus the meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene. And all other rows are $25 plus the meet and greet. You're going to get a personalized 8x10 of both WWE stars, and you're going to get your picture with the stars. So meet and greet starts at 4. So you're basically going to have priority seating, I guess, to call it, because the regular gates for the non-meet-and-greet
do not open until 6.
Yeah, the regular doors don't open until 6, so the fans that show up for the meet-and-greet are going to have priority seating. But and matches start at 7, and like Kirk Castle mentioned earlier, proceeds are going to go to the Washington County Police FOP Shop with a Cop program. And that is a great program, ladies and gentlemen, because all these underprivileged kids out there, I don't know a better way to put it, these kids, these families that don't have as much as others, mom is single parents, don't have a whole lot of money to spend Christmas. The Shop the Cop program, they get these kids, they go to Walmart or wherever and let these kids get Christmas presents. It's really a great, great program. You can call our man Scott. He's our ticket guru. That's what I'm going to call him, our ticket guru. 479-435-4248. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the countdown clock. We know it's still a little under a month, so it's going to be here before you know it.
And here we are already. We're already halfway through the month of May, Greg. I mean,
exactly.
You know, tomorrow's the 19th of May. You know, we've got, my goodness. Let's see, June 13th. I'm getting my mental calendar in my mind, picturing in my mind. We've got less than a month. I mean, we've got less than a month, as you said. We've got, like I said, because this Saturday will be May 23rd. See, May 23rd will be this Saturday, coming up Saturday, so the 30th. We've got like 3 weeks, fans. We've got 3 weeks.
Days.
I know. Yeah, it's right. Today's only the 17th, but we're on the countdown. We've got right a little over 3 weeks, you know. So we're on the countdown for Arkansas Championship Wrestling to return, and I can't wait.
I can't wait either. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited because, like I say, I'm always, you know, I do the lights, I do the music, and I'm always, you know, trying to improve the show. And I've gone out. I got some new lights. We had them at the last show. Didn't exactly have them correlated in right, I guess the words I wanted to use. So I wasn't able to use them to their full effect, but now I do. Got the new lights. We got them worked in like they're supposed to be. And then I got some new, I'm not going to mention the new stuff I just got in this past week. I'm going to let that be a surprise, but it's going to look.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah. So like I say, I'm always, I want ACW, with my limited budget that I work with, I want ACW to be the, production-wise, be the best it can be, and only I can control that, you know. So I'm working on this new stuff. We got the entranceway. We're going to have that set up. We're going to have all these new lights working on it, and I hope it looks good, especially for the TV taping.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. And fans, we will see what we can do. We will see what we can do about getting the owner of Arkansas Championship Wrestling on our show, possibly for next week or even the week after. We will be in contact with them to see if we can get him on our show to kind of spread the word about what's going to be taking place a little bit more in detail at Arkansas Championship Wrestling for June 13th. So stay tuned, fans.
Yeah,
you will not want to miss what we have coming up. I mean, we're going to be really plugging this upcoming show. I know the next couple of weeks for sure on the Greg Taylor Show. So you will not want to miss what we're going to be talking about.
That's right. And we're going to have more wrestlers calling in. Hopefully we can get Spike Lopez to call in, talk about that North American title. Maybe Brandon, we're going to reach out to Brandon Groom during the week, see if we can get him talking about the ACW heavyweight title match. And we're going to try to get, we're also going to reach out to Murillo and Elijah Sparks, get him talking about this. Talking about this big feud they got going with the Texas Outlaws, because, you know, like we mentioned earlier, that one's not over by a long shot. So, Granny Hulkster, you have a good week.
You do the same, my friend.
Be safe.
You too.
And I guess that's all we got for tonight. So, on behalf of Granny Hulkster, Arkansas Championship Wrestling. Join us and make sure you take the number down, 563-999-3746, because we want to have fans calling in also. Feel free to ask questions. We'll do our best to answer them. And we'll be right back here next Saturday. I started to mention it earlier.
Next Sunday.
Sunday. My bad. But big congratulations to Seth Rollins and the Mama Ann. How do you want to pronounce that? Becky Lynch.
The mom.
She's going to be the mom.
Mom.
Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins. Everybody knows they're together. Well, they're going to be parents. So Becky Lynch, she relinquished the women's title. Asuka is now the new women's champion. So,
and I thought that was the most unique thing, Greg, that she actually had the title in the briefcase. So whoever won the briefcase at Money in the Bank for the women was going to be the new champion. And they didn't even know it until the next night. That's
exactly
what was so amazing about all of this.
Yeah. So anyway, another show in the book. Man, love you all. Be safe. Love one another. Be careful if you're out and about. We want to see everybody June 13th. I'm going to be there. Granny Holston's going to be there. We just going to have a whole lot of fun, and we're going to tear down Greenland, Arkansas. So, until next Sunday on the Greg Taylor Show, everybody be safe. Love you. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.